Welcome back, guys, to Here's the Sitch podcast with Mike and Lawrence.
What's up, guys? We are currently coming from the Situation Household quarantine, just like the rest of you guys. I don't want to timestamp this thing, but this is Sunday morning. We're releasing on Tuesday, and there's so much hysteria going on right now in the world, and we just have to talk about it.
Yeah, we had to address the big elephant in the room
before
we get into, you know, the meat and potatoes of our podcast, because it's just what everybody is dealing with, and it's a moment in history of craziness.
Exactly. Basically. Oh my goodness. I am so happy that we decided not to go into some of these stores. I mean, did you see some of the lines across the country and some of the craziness?
Yeah, so it's pretty intense. And I've always been, even before this quarantine had started, I've always been an online food shopper.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of food shopping at all. So I've been using Peapod for years. Yep. And then I also do the Whole Foods one, the Prime delivery. Mm-hmm. So I do appreciate going into like an Italian market, you know, and doing a few things in person. However, all my bulk food shopping is weekly on the automation.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't out of anything. I didn't really need to stock up on so much. I just did my normal routine.
I know, but I think that, you know, is very smart of us.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're not going into, you know, crowded areas with all these people and sort of putting yourself at risk.
Exactly. And you're not lugging around, you know, one cart full of toilet paper or full of paper towels. That's why I do a lot of the online shopping. However, I will say, because of the hysteria, I was just making sure maybe I had a few extra things. So I started ordering a little bit more frequently on Peapod, and now their app was shut down.
Yeah.
I had to go on the laptop and go on the website to adjust my order. And then my Prime delivery, I was able to order it, but then when they were live shopping it, the guy was texting me entirely throughout that they were out of everything, the shelves were empty.
Yeah.
So the stores are definitely crazy. But Mike and I are, it's just Mike and I in our home and our dog.
Mm-hmm. And Mosey.
And we don't really need to be excessively, you know, busting out of our fridge with everything. We're two people. So we have what we need.
Well,
and I think we'll be good.
We did plan, though. I think we did how many orders? We did about three orders of of Peapod, maybe three orders. Is it Amazon, honey?
Amazon, well, Prime now.
It's Prime now, exactly. So I think it was very smart of us to avoid, you know, going into those crowded areas. And, you know, as you can see online, people are fighting. You know, they are just being, you know, savages in the streets. So I wanted to point out how smart we were by doing that. You also have to ask yourself, you know, what did you guys do to sort of prepare for this quarantine? Nobody really knew that we were going to get quarantined for, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. My sister's job was shut down for, you know, 30 days. How long is this going to last?
Yeah, it's really unknown. I think the best case scenario, people are saying on the news, it might be a 2 week shutdown. Some people are saying, some reports are saying it might take a good 8 weeks for it to flush out and start to be on a permanent decline where people can go back to work. But I do want to give a huge shout out to everybody and anyone working in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
My mother is a respiratory therapist in Robert Wood Johnson Hospital. My little sister is a registered nurse in the same hospital. I have a lot of aunts and other family members that work in the medical field, and they risk their lives every day.
Mm-hmm.
So while we get to come to you live from our podcast from home, and a lot of you are working from home, you know, the medical workers don't have that option. If anything, they're told they need to show up with to work, and if they call out, they don't get paid. So their job is literally on the front lines, risking their lives and their families, you know, with being exposed to the potential virus. So just be nice to your nurses.
Oh,
be nice
I like that.
To your to the medical staff. And the one of the biggest things I read, which really was impactful to me, and it was something my mom shared on Facebook, which was an article, that said that if you have mild symptoms, stay home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quarantine yourself from the rest mm-hmm. of your family. But unless you have almost life-threatening symptoms.
Like I'm sure like a high fever.
Yeah, but a high fever, take your Advil, stay at home. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't go down in a few days, mm-hmm. then and it's insanely high, then go to the hospital. But what the article was stating was that you don't want to, you're risking all of these healthy people in the hospital, whether it's patients or staff, getting infected. And you could have just treated it from home. So unless you're really struggling for your life, there's no reason to rush to a hospital because there's no vaccine. They can't make it go away. And they're kind of going to just administer what you could do to yourself at home. So just food for thought.
And then they're also shutting down gyms as well, which, oh my goodness. I mean, I'll be honest. I kind of want to go to the gym because that's a way that I sort of, you know, fight the daily stresses of life and, you know, depression and anxiety. But I have to be smart about that. So we're going to take it one day at a time in our family household. And we're going to see, you know, and sort of ride this thing out. In the meantime, on a lighter and more funny note, what are you guys watching during this quarantine of 2020?
Oh, my God. My husband loves to watch end of the world movies. So I think he really started with World War Z, which I could not handle.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
It was way too much, like, sound effect noises of people.
The zombie apocalypse. Listen, I do love end of the world movies, and I'm not trying to jinx any of us, but I also put on Contagion, okay, which was actually very good as well.
I liked Contagion. We say it differently.
Contagion? It isn't Contagion.
I liked Contagion. Like, it was pretty good.
It's like the word contagious. But, you know, with a little bit of a different ending.
I'm just saying the A differently. Fine, it's not fine, right or wrong. Fine, it's fine.
Okay, fine. Also, I put on Outbreak. That was on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a nice throwback.
Old school Outbreak.
It's rough when you watch those old movies on new TVs because you're like, oh my God, this looks so amateur. But at the time, it was excellent.
I heard the new Walking Dead is coming out tonight.
That's still going?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm over it.
Yes. And what was the other one we watched?
Bird Box.
Yes, Bird Box. Oh, so good. It really puts me in the mood.
Bird Box is scary, though,
My sister makes fun of me. I'm like, I'm getting in the mood right now for the crisis of 2020. You know what I mean? I have to get, you know, the mentality ready in case a situation arises. I am ready to act any moment. But... honeys, what were you watching? She watches like Schitt's Creek.
I love Schitt's Creek. I like lighthearted, good escapism type stuff. Sometimes I appreciate a good drama and a good thriller. Actually, last night I just started watching the new Netflix series Lock and Key.
Oh, yeah.
And I really like it.
I might turn it on after we do this podcast. If we're still quarantined, which we will be, I really don't want to leave the house. My wife wants to leave the house for about, you know, 5-10 minutes to grab something like an errand. And I'm trying not to go. And I'm willing to really throw that movie on. It looked pretty cool.
No, it's a series. It's a series,
right? Yeah.
And it is really good. You would like it because you like that kind of stuff. And he just happened to fall asleep before me last night. So I think I got to like episode 3 and I'm into it. So you would definitely like
it. Well, listen, I fell asleep early because I knew that we were doing our podcast early in the morning to prepare for our subscribers to listen on, you know, Tuesday morning. And being in quarantine, we're making good use of our time, and so should you.
And I'm so grateful that we set up our podcast so that we can do it from home, because who knows how long we'll be here, and we will be able to be coming live every week.
Yes.
We won't miss a week. We are going to be scheduled and on time. And yeah, I'm really happy we set this room up.
I love the fact that we have really cool quotes in our podcast room. We have the favorite, fan favorite, the comeback is always greater than a setback, a motto that I live by. What was the other one, honey, we have?
The other one is what we talked about, I think, on the first episode.
Yes.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Oh, so true. I love that one. You know, it's beautiful. And then there was another beautiful... another beautiful poster in here. And shout out to Iconic for sending us some of those photos for us, or those posters.
Yeah, and you guys will be able to see exactly what we're talking about soon. We are actually setting up in our home, in this podcast room, video cameras so that we can film our podcast episodes and you guys can watch along with us.
Yes.
And it will be posted on our YouTube channel, which is The Situations. So make sure you go and subscribe. We have also, if you haven't watched our YouTube channel, we have a ton of episodes of Eating Our Best Life up there. So if you're looking for something to binge, I mean, you can really get down with that on a quarantine. Listen, it is a great show for a quarantine.
People love our Eating Our Best Life series on YouTube and some of the content that we're releasing. So if you guys have not checked it out, go check The Situations out on YouTube. And we want to also thank you guys because we are in the top 10 of podcasts for health and wellness, right?
That's
so thank
amazing.
You so much. That is amazing.
Okay, honey. So I just found out this really great resource and I want to share the information with our subscribers. If there's anyone out there that's looking for a counselor type fit in their life, and if they're too busy to go see someone personally and really need like an online resource, I think this is really cool and helpful to them.
Yeah, that is a really good situation. I've done years of therapy and I definitely would recommend it to our subscribers. And that is why we are full disclosures, honey. Tell them all about it.
Okay, guys. So what I'm talking about is BetterHelp. Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. This is not a crisis line and it's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/situation, that's better H-E-L-P, and join the over 700,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Special offer to Here's the Sitch listeners. You get 10% off your very first month at betterhelp.com/situation.
Wow, that is very cool, Mrs. Situacion. Living their best life, on their way to being their best self. Now that is a good situation. I would like to discuss right now ways to be more positive, okay? In your life, and people always ask us all the time, like, how are we so positive and how are we living a life in ways that they also can, you know, follow suit.
Yes. I mean, this is something that I think everybody can improve on. Even my husband, who is one of the most positive people I've ever met in my life.
Thank you, honey.
And he always has been this way, even when I met him in college. He might have just been a little bit
clouded.
misguided and clouded with distractions of college life and recreational things. But his soul and like in his who he is
I am inside, an old soul.
Was always positive. But everyone could always use improvement. And I wanted to start out with something that my husband really has ingrained in our life, and he helps me with it tremendously. And actually, when he was away in prison last year, I really struggled with this because he is a pro at it, and without him like guiding me every morning, I was like
every day,
a mess.
Guys. Every day.
So one of the biggest things in our household to be positive and start off every day on the right foot is a morning routine.
Yes. Oh, I love a morning routine.
And a morning routine, it doesn't need to be complicated,
no,
right?
No, it doesn't.
It can be something as simple as one item on it, but to have, you know, making your bed.
Yes, yes. And thank you for going into that. Years and years ago when we first, or I first started on my recovery journey, you know, we didn't have much and I wanted to focus on sort of the simpler tasks in life to sort of, you know,
like a small goal accomplish first
To work on. Exactly. Thank you, honey. And I saw a story about a Navy SEAL and I just loved it. And he said that pretty much he's saying that if you can't do great things, okay, do small things in a great way. Okay. So the first task of the day that you can concentrate on, okay, and being your best and doing your best is, ironically, like your mother taught you when you were little, making your bed. Okay, because it's a task that you can probably sort of perfect, okay, and work on the rest of your day off of that one task. And me and my wife follow this every day. I get so excited to make the bed because I know that that is the start of a great day.
Yeah, he makes the bed every day, legit. Like he's really does this.
Exactly. And we start the motorized, is it the vacuum?
Yes, we have we have a golden retriever who sheds like crazy. Mm-hmm. And we have hardwood floors everywhere. So we have these motorized like robot vacuums.
Yes. Oh my God, the best part of adulting.
Yeah. So our morning routine is basically we wake up.
Yep.
One of us, we alternate. One of us will go downstairs and make two cups of coffee.
Yes, and feed Moses.
Yes, and come upstairs, give the other one the coffee.
Yeah.
So we have coffee in bed for like a few minutes. Then it's time to get up.
Yeah.
We're up, and we get up early. So we're up, and Mike is usually out of the bed last. I get up out of the bed physically first, and then he makes the bed. I get in the shower. Mm-hmm. By the time I'm out of the shower, the bed's made, and the motorized vacuums are circulating the whole house. Oh my God,
I just love it.
And that's really the start of our day every day. Mm-hmm. And it might sound silly and simple, but it is such a great structure to have.
It is.
As a foundational
point. Exactly, foundation. And also, if you can just sort of find some gratitude in your life. Mm. That is so, so important. No matter what is going on in your life, I want you to sort of think of sort of a positive and a negative list. For instance, is there food in your refrigerator? You know, do you have a job? You know, are you paying your bills? You know, be grateful for your health. Be grateful for your family. Some of the simpler things in life, mean the most, actually, right, honey?
Yeah, that's what life is all about. So don't get distracted in, you know, the daily grind and the chaos of work and quarantine and all of the human-like negative factors out there. Don't let them take over what your purpose is here.
Yeah.
You know, being grateful for your family, your health, your loved ones. And what are you working for? Mm. What are you going to work every day and earning a living for to support yourself and your family and your loved ones and make memories with them?
Oh, God,
so
I love
that. In the forefront of your mind so that you have that gratitude every day.
Yeah. Small improvements daily, okay, in any area of your life is really going to help with that, whether mentally or physically or spiritually. That is going to keep you going and keep you focused. You want to try to challenge yourself mentally and physically. Whether, reading, educating yourself, I like to implement exercise. It's those things right there that's really going to, just help you get through life, you know?
Yes, definitely. And I think that during this quarantine, it's definitely a good time to add in some new elements of a morning routine and have a structure, especially if you're newly working from home or having, some extra time on your hands within your house. I actually am trying to challenge myself, and I just downloaded a meditation app.
Yes, you also did the other app too.
Yeah, I did a meditation app, and I did a intermittent fasting app.
Yes.
They're both in process right now, in process on my phone. They're not fully usable yet, but I'm reading into them and looking into it, and I'm going to start implementing a quick meditation, whether it's evening or morning. I haven't decided yet. I'll probably do evening to wind down and go to bed. But I've never really meditated, so it's a big challenge for me to start that. But you should always be finding little things like that to add to your life, to improve your development and yourself.
I love that, Mrs. Situacion. I read something the other day and I just loved it. It was just, we are not on this earth to just pay bills and die.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? That is really the truth. And you have to search for a bigger meaning in life, a purpose. And I believe when you do that, you will find sort of a priceless peace. And life will be so much sort of meaningful for you.
We should talk a little bit more about that one app I did download that you just pointed out. The fasting app.
Yes.
I downloaded them both on the same day. And intermittent fasting is something that my husband has excelled with.
Yep.
While he was away last year, he had lost 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He was working out twice a day, but he was also intermittent fasting. And it was an amazing combination of both that he really achieved his goals. And I think he overachieved them. I don't think he even realized that he was going to lose that much weight.
No, I didn't. I didn't even think that, losing all that weight was possible. And obviously the food that I was eating was not
Ideal.
Very quality. And so I sort of introduced that diet again to my wife this past week. It started to get warmer out, and we wanted to tighten up on our diet and sort of work one day at a time to, I guess, be our best self, you know, physically, you know,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so we just started intermittent fasting this particular week. I believe we've gotten through a couple days of a 16-hour fast. And a lot of people don't know what intermittent fasting is about. And that's also why we're here to talk about that diet.
So explain.
Yes.
I don't get intermittent fasting. I do it and I love it because I see results from it. But I really have Mike as like a leader of telling me, okay, your window's closing in an hour. Make sure we have dinner ready by this time because at 5 p.m. it's over.
Yes.
So he keeps me on track with it. But for people that are listening and that haven't tried it before, what exactly is intermittent fasting?
It is pretty much where you're fasting and you're eating. Four windows, okay? Mm-hmm. And our window that we are practicing right now is that we can eat in the window of 9 to 5.
Okay.
Okay, and technically that would be a 16-hour fast, okay, with an 8-hour window, okay, that you're allowed to eat. Now, hypothetically, if you are working late, you can just push your window out. If you come home from work at, let's just say, 6 or 7, you can obviously, you know, switch your window, okay? And if you have never intermittent fasted before, I suggest it's actually very easy, right, honey? When I first introduced it to you, you're like, wow, we just did 3 days of 16-hour fasts. Like, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's different for each person. But for me, I said I've been doing this all my life without even realizing it on purpose. Because in my old life, when I commuted to the city and worked in fashion as a buyer, I was intermittent fasting because I just had such a busy, chaotic schedule that I would skip dinner a lot of the times and choose to go to sleep. And then I was naturally intermittent fasting. So that kind of explains why it was so thin back then. But I think that if you're new to it completely, then maybe you have a longer window. You don't maybe start with the 16 hours of fasting.
You can start with a 12-hour window.
Right. Introduce it to your lifestyle a little bit lower.
Yeah, they say that you start to receive benefits from 12 to 16 hours.
Okay, so you want to start with at least 12, basically.
Exactly. And you can easily go up to, I've done, you know, 18 to 20 before on the weekend sometimes when I have some time. And also little rules that if you are not in your window, let's just say your window is at 9 a.m. in the morning, that's when you can start eating, and you get up at 7 a.m. to start, you know, getting ready for work. You're only allowed to have water or black coffee before your window. And once your window opens up at 9 o'clock, that's when you start, you know, break your fast. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can have your coffee with your creamer, with your milk. And it's always good to practice healthy options in your window.
Right.
Okay, for us.
I think that's key.
For us, we practice healthy options and we do, you know, the first meal of the day, which we usually have eggs, avocado. Sometimes if we're going to the gym, we introduce some complex carbs and we have some wheat bread or some multi, you know, grain bread.
Yeah.
Obviously, maybe some turkey bacon. Mm-hmm. And then obviously after that, once lunch comes, you know, think about salads, you know, grilled chicken, proteins, vegetables, you know, we dabble in a little bit of fruits.
Food.
Yeah,
clean food.
Yeah, exactly.
Healthy food, like fruits are our dessert during it. You know, we have some like pineapple
or
strawberry and berries, or we have like a chocolate peanut butter protein ball.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Those are our two desserts when we're fasting.
And then for dinner, we would usually have a protein and a vegetable, whether fish, chicken, steak, and you know, asparagus, maybe a small side salad. Always remember to not have very large portions as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think fasting, intermittent fasting really helps with that in general, because when you're fasting for a period of time, your stomach, you're giving your body so much more time to break down the food and process it, and then your stomach is naturally shrinking. So by the time you break that fast the following day, you're full, or I've noticed I'm full on half of the amount of the breakfast I'm usually eating because I'm fasted for so many more hours. Mm-hmm. So you're really naturally shrinking your stomach, able to have more realistic sized portions and not super sized portions.
And I think after the 3 days that you said that you did, she did three 16-hour fasts, She got on the scale, which I don't necessarily recommend to immediately go on the scale, but she immediately got on the scale like, oh my God, honey, I lost 2 pounds immediately. And you know, this happened when I was in prison as well, because I actually was putting on guys on this intermittent fasting diet because I was losing so much weight, mm-hmm. and everyone wanted to know what I was doing.
Yeah.
So now we're here, we are again sort of sharing it with our listeners and subscribers, the intermittent fasting and what hours that we do.
Honey, so you love skincare products, I feel like, just as much as I do.
I do. I love skincare. I love self-care and self-love so much.
Yes. Anytime I get something, it's a new product that I love, I always share it with my husband. And then I semi-regret doing that because then my product disappears.
Yep.
Or it's gone immediately and he used it all. And he's like, we need more.
No, treat thyself.
Yes. So I did find another brand of cosmetics and skincare products that I love, and I think you're gonna love too, honey. So I want to share this info with our subscribers. When it comes to beauty products, there are so many choices. Why not demand more from your favorite brands? I'm more motivated than ever to stick with high quality, amazing products that are both vegan and cruelty free. That's why I love Thrive Cosmetics. They're high performance products, guys. Thrive Cosmetics products are made with high-performance, skin-loving ingredients. They're clinically proven formulas that highlight your best features with long-lasting wear. All Thrive products are formulated without parabens, without sulfates, and without phthalates, which is incredible. So the product that I love the most right now from Thrive is their Balance 3-in-1 Cleanser. It's a multitasking, pH-balanced, gentle formula that removes long-wearing, waterproof makeup and leaves your skin feeling soft, glowing, and never stripped or dry. I have really sensitive skin.
You do.
So when I cleanse my face, I have to be really aware of what cleanser I'm using because I can easily get over dry and then have breakouts as a cause from that, which is the worst.
I know.
And Mike has really oily skin, so it's very rare that we find a cleanser that we both love, and this 3-in-1 just works for us. Never tests on animals and has been Leaping Bunny and PETA certified as completely vegan and cruelty-free. So props to them, guys. Also, for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics helps women in need and helps them thrive by donating funds or products. Their causes include women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, and women fighting cancer.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Oh, that makes me love this brand even more.
Exactly.
So guys, start thriving and help women in need today by going to thrivecosmetics.com/situation and use code SITUATION for 15% off your very first purchase. That's Thrive, C-A-U-S-E, medics.com/situation, code SITUATION for 15% off. thrivecosmetics.com/situation, code SITUATION.
Let's get it.
So I think it's great if you're a beginner, if you're just starting out and you've never tried it before, I would definitely start with the 12-hour fasting window, and you can end your meals and begin your meals whatever time works for you. You know, we're not going to tell you what's right or wrong. It really depends on your personal schedule. For us, the 9-to-5 works really well, and the 16-hour fast is a good medium setting for us as we progress in this, hopefully in the future weeks, and we're going to check in with you on Here's the Sitch and hold ourselves accountable for it, and hopefully we'll make it up to those 18-hour fast.
Exactly. But there are so many benefits that go with intermittent fasting. We actually watched a documentary the other day that stated when you are not eating and you're actually doing your intermittent fasting, your cells actually go around your body and sort of, what would they say, delete the bad ones? What, did you remember that, honey?
They basically kill off the bad cells. The positive cells start exploring all different areas of your body that if you were eating during that time frame, they wouldn't be doing that.
Exactly.
So because you're starving your body of nutrients, the cells, the good cells, are going around trying to cure the bad cells in the body.
No wonder I came out of prison 40 pounds lighter.
Glowing.
Okay.
The glow up in prison was real.
Yeah. So that's that right there. And then, honeys, I had to... My actual brother was getting out of prison recently. And I was searching in the store for a card, okay, in CVS. Did you have this problem, honey? Because I searched through the aisles, every single aisle, and I realized that there is no such thing as a, you know, congratulations, you just got out of prison card.
No, well, there's like a few, but they're really, most of them are in Spanish. And my mom called me when you were coming home, and she was like, I went everywhere. I went to CVS, I went to Walmart, I went to Target, and she couldn't find any of them. So she got you like a inspirational, you did it, congratulations card. And yeah. It was funny because I was more along the lines of wanting to throw this big welcome home party for you. So I went to Pinterest and I was looking at, you know, welcome home from jail party themes. And there really wasn't much. And you guys, when Pinterest is coming up dry,
yeah,
that's when you know you found a market that has not been explored.
Oh my God. Imagine, honey, if we opened up like a company, like greeting cards.
Yeah.
For people coming home from prison. Because I know when I searched for a relative, I didn't find anything. And I thought it was like kind of funny. Like, wow, there are no like congratulations, I just came home from prison.
Yeah. Part. And you know, it is an accomplishment in the sense that you owned up to your responsibility, yeah, of whatever mistakes you made, and you completed it and you came home and you're starting over at a new fresh start. So I think there really should be something.
Exactly. What would be an example?
Completed that, could put that behind yourself. Well, it's funny because Mike would always use the phrase when he was in prison that he was going to get, when he's released, that he was going to be put back into circulation. So there would have been a nice card opportunity to say congratulations on being re-released into circulation.
Yes.
Like you're some kind of...
Oh my God. Imagine a Valentine's card that said, congratulations, you did your time, now be mine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we might need to add these to the Sitch store or something.
Exactly.
So that people have some options, because this is a very real thing. And when I was on Pinterest, I did see a few things, but they were like all costumey. It was like Halloween costumes of orange jumpsuits and handcuffs and like very dramatized, unrealistic experiences for people that have gone to prison and come home to their families. It wasn't like heartwarming funny. It was very tacky and not truthful. You know, it was very Halloween-y. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn, I really need to open up some kind of something. Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations.
You did it.
Yes. You became better. Not
bitter.
Oh,
yeah, there's
my
so
God.
Many great cards. Like, yeah, not to be taboo on the subject. There's just so many great inspirational things, and to lift them up. And listen, coming out of prison is very similar to coming home from rehab or coming, you know, newly into recovery. You need that support. You need that uplifting inspiration. So why don't we have this in our community?
It was a very mentally exhausting process for myself as well as everyone involved, you know, our families.
Yeah.
So, and I believe that we did it with grace in class.
Absolutely.
You know, we sort of owned up to our mistakes. We took accountability. You know, we paid our fines, our restitutions, and we moved forward. We didn't, you know, we did what we had to do, and I'm very proud of us, honey.
Yeah, and it's in the past, which would make a wonderful card of, you know, putting that crap in the past.
Well,
so
on to more lighter things, honeys.
Please.
I know that you love a new show that has been sort of pop culture and sort of on the
oh my God
of everything right
yes,
now.
Yes, I need to talk about this.
Let's talk about Love Is Blind.
Yes.
A new show on Netflix, a reality show, may I add.
Reality dating show.
And
I'm sure you guys have watched
and
it.
And we love to talk about things because we've been in the business. I've been in the business for over 10 years and I have a voice when it comes to anybody sort of in reality TV and entertainment, because I feel that the situations are at the top of their field, and our voice should be valued.
So, guys, The Bachelor has been around forever.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The classic reality dating show.
Big shout out to Barb, okay?
Oh, I
over
can't even go.
In that's The Bachelor
next,
show.
That's next level. I mean, so let me just backtrack for a minute before we dive into this subject.
Okay.
Because this is a very sensitive subject to me. Okay.
Yes.
I love
mm-hmm.
my reality TV. We are on reality TV.
Yes.
We feel a sense of camaraderie when we watch these shows because we know that
what they're going through.
We don't know exactly what they're going through, but we know that they're building a bond with the people on the show, whether they like them or not,
mm-hmm.
because they're having a shared
experience.
Once in a lifetime experience
mm-hmm.
that's going to change them and shape them for the rest of their lives,
yes.
whether they continue in that field or go elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it's a powerful thing. It's kind of like college, but even more unique
yeah.
because not everyone's experiencing
yeah.
it. So let's go back. When I was in high school, The Bachelor began.
Yes.
I am in my 30s, guys. So I watched it. I loved it. It was groundbreaking. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. I watched it for a few years. I drifted off into college and forgot about it. Now, every year, the Bachelor Nation is huge. It has not slowed down. And every year when a new Bachelor season comes out, I try to watch the first episode. And I just, for whatever reason, I can't get into it. Mm. So I usually try to tune in nowadays for the finale so I can be up to date on the drama and what's happening in pop culture. So I always watch the final, what's happening, but I don't really know the story. But with that being said, I feel like Love is Blind has knocked it out of the park.
Oh my goodness. Explain, please, because you just generalized it. What is Love is Blind? It's on Netflix, obviously.
So Love is Blind is another reality dating show, and it ups the ante a little bit.
On Netflix.
It's on Netflix. And it is pod dating. So you're not even meeting the person, which is so cool and so unique. Not saying that I would be down for that, but to watch it as entertainment.
Yeah, you're married.
To see
right
that
now.
Experience. No, I'm just know, I'm saying, but even if I wasn't, it wouldn't be for me.
Yeah.
But I think that the relationship that you build as a friendship and getting to know the person on a deeper level where race and background and what you look like and the color of your eyes and the color of your hair and your weight is all taken out of the equation. You get to know that person on another level. They get engaged, and only when they get engaged, they're allowed to meet each other.
And see each other.
And see each other for the first time.
Yeah.
So you've already built this foundation, but now that's either a setup for
a disaster.
Massive success or massive
disaster.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to say is that I really enjoy it. It is a train wreck.
Train wreck.
But there were are three successful couples to this date that are still together out of it. There are.
Which ones?
So Amber and Barnett.
Amber and Barnett are still together?
Yes. They have been doing press. Cameron and Lauren, who I love. They are the sweetest couple in the world from what I see on TV.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So they are going strong.
What was the third one?
And the third one, they broke up. Well, spoiler alert, don't listen. If you haven't watched the show, I'll give you like 3 seconds to disconnect, take your headphones off. 1, 2, 3.
What was her name? Gia?
Giannina Gibelli. Mm-hmm. And what was his name?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I forgot his name. But they are cute and they had a big breakup on their wedding day on the finale.
I felt she was the cutest one out of all of them.
Yeah, she was really cute. But then they got back together post-show.
Yeah, you know what? I saw that scene and I did not agree when he left her at the altar. I'm just saying. I don't. She was the cutest one out of all of them. I don't agree with what happened.
Yeah, well, I think that when he said, there's always editing involved, but when
obviously,
he explained what he
was
saying,
I didn't disagree
because he was kind of teaching her a lesson. And sometimes I'm very stubborn.
Yes,
and
you are.
Sometimes I don't learn it unless the lesson is tough.
Yep.
So I feel like he knew her so well that he was like, if I don't do this, there's no hope for us in the future. And if I go through with this, it's just going to allow the repeated process to happen. And I think that was what he was trying to say.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily agree with what happened, but they're together now. I've seen them doing press and they look really cute. Okay, guys, so I just found this amazing subscription-based service, and if it's something I love, I always want to share it with our subscribers and get you guys onto the good stuff, too.
Oh, my goodness, honey. Is that the cause box that just came in the mail?
Yes, I'm so excited, and it's so funny that he recognized what I was speaking about because I was so thrilled when I opened my first one. So, guys, cause box is a quarterly, which is 4 times per year, subscription box curated by women for women, and it's filled with all sorts of amazing products and brands that are ethical, sustainable, and have a positive mission to give back and make the world better. Every cause box is a limited edition and comes with 6 to 8 full-size products, which is amazing. You can get everything from skincare and jewelry to homewares and accessories. The last 4 boxes sold out within days, which I can believe it, because you get over $250 worth of products for only $50.
Wow.
I got my own sample box, and here's just a few of my favorite things that were in it. So I got this really cool jade roller, which I love to put them in the freezer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So that the jade stays nice and cool and it depuffs your face. And if you have, you know, like if you didn't get good sleep and you have bags under your eyes, I just take out my little frozen jade roller and use it. It also helps absorb serums into your face better. So I love stuff like that. They also sent us this amazing duffel bag that I will use in the beach time for all of my sunscreen and hats and all those goodies. And they sent this bento box, which is adorable for people that bring their own lunch to work. It will super help you stay organized with intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. It has washable silverware in it. So it's really perfect to stay conscious of the environment and not bringing plastic goods to work. So I love that. One of the best parts was getting my cause box in the mail. They ship it to you for free. And opening it, I felt like I got myself a huge bundle of gifts.
Yeah, I know.
I'd get this for myself. I'd get this for my mom. I'd get this for my sisters. It really is my new favorite subscription. The best part is that, of course, I got my listeners, our subscribers, an exclusive discount. All you have to do is go to www.causebox.com/heresthesitch and use the code HERESTHESITCH to get your first box for 30% off. You can get your first box worth over $250 for less than $39. Go check out CauseBox right now. I can tell you firsthand, you are absolutely going to love it, and you'll be supporting women with all of their own products. And women loving women is what I love to do.
So cool.
No offense to Bachelor Nation, I so appreciate and respect you guys, but I feel like Love is Blind is what our culture in 2020 needed. We needed like some newness, some refreshness, a change of formatting, you know, a different perspective coming from a totally different angle. I'm really excited for Love is Blind to keep coming out with some new seasons. Congrats to the Lachey's for killing it with because they're the hosts.
Oh yeah.
And Netflix. I cannot wait to see more seasons.
Yeah,
of that
you
show.
Know what? I'm very critical of anyone in, you know, sort of that reality field, and Nick and his wife did a good job.
Yeah. So we are pumped for the next season of Love is Blind.
I was about to be like, Nick, man, like I want your job. You know what I'm saying? But then I was like, you know what? They did a great job.
They did a great job.
And we always are sort of positive vibes only. So we only wish obviously them the best. And we've met Nick before.
Yeah. He interviewed us. I remembered recently when we did Marriage Bootcamp.
Yeah. We haven't seen him since, but obviously he just reappeared on Netflix's Love is Blind.
Yes. So guys, check it out. If you are on this quarantine and you have not yet watched Love is Blind, highly suggest it. If you got some extra time on your hand, watch the Bachelor finale and then let me know what you thought was better. Love is Blind or The Bachelor.
Speaking of the Bachelor finales, big shout out to Barb. Okay.
Shout out to Barb.
Yeah, Barb
is like the most hated right now.
She may be the most hated, but she was a character that you always remember. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever, it's her personality or whatever it was. Like, you know, I've never seen a show about sort of, you know, the contestants where the parent outshines everyone else.
Well, it does happen a lot in reality TV because you have to expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that character trait you never know is going to shine through the most. You really don't know what's going to happen until the cameras are on.
Yeah, when I think of that season of
Well, we didn't watch the full season. We only watched the finale.
Whatever.
So that's
whatever. Whatever. You know what I mean? I think of Barb, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Barb was rough.
Yeah. And I'm not hating on the couple that they got engaged, right?
No.
They didn't?
So that's the big thing. People want to know, like, was there a winner? Are there two winners? Are there two losers?
I was a fan of the girl that he sort of...
You liked... what was her name? I'm sorry, guys. Bear with us because, like I said, we don't follow the whole season.
Don't.
We just watched the finale. But we liked Hannah Ann.
Yes, Hannah.
We only watched the finale. We liked Hannah Ann. And we did not like Maddie, but we didn't watch all seasons. So we only got to see the fact that she left. And he picked Hannah Ann because she was remaining.
I was a fan of Hannah. You know, I'm a fan of, like, seriously, you know, the heart that she had, the positive vibes that she's shown, the respect she's shown to the family.
Yeah.
Like, I was a fan.
She was super polite, especially during the breakup, which to me, I feel like is a defining moment of your of who you are.
Oh, God,
because she didn't let him.
She did a great job.
She didn't
how
let
she responded
him destroy
that.
Her.
The way that
and
she,
how she felt about herself.
The way that she responded.
Or come out of her piece.
To that breakup on national TV showed how
her strength
and how intelligent she was. And she was able to sort of articulate the way that she felt. I just loved it because
and
it was great. A lot of class.
Yeah, a lot of class. And this experience will only make her. Yep. A million times better than she already is.
Who knows? Maybe she'll be the new...
No, they already announced another Bachelorette.
It?
But it's on hold because of quarantine.
All right. It's over.
Maybe in the future, though. But other thing I was going to say is Hannah Ann really had every girl's dream when it comes down to it. Because, we'll tell you why, guys. When you film a show, they had about a few months before she got to see him again.
Yes,
so he dumped her on camera, which you guys witnessed and watched when they met up, and she didn't know that was going to happen. And then from that day until the final Rose live taping, she had a few months. So she had a few months to draft her epic monologue of what she was going to say to him.
Yes.
She, you know, she practiced that in front of friends, probably in front of her parents, in front of everybody, critiqued it, put in the proper grammar, put in proper delivered lines and words.
She did
and
great.
She did
on
amazing
air. I loved it.
When it came to the final roast. It's like thinking about when it's like 3 months later and you're like, oh, I wish I said that in that argument. I wish I said it this way. She had that opportunity. So props to Hannah Ann. And hopefully she will be a new Bachelorette one day if she chooses to go down that road. If not, she's going to be fine regardless.
Well, guys, we're coming to the end of the podcast, but before we go, and as we usually end our podcast, we're going to end this with a segment we like to call Living Our Best Life, okay, where we sort of go over some quotes that that we live by, okay? And Mrs. Situacion, is there a special quote that you love or that you live by that you can pass? Me personally, I love a bitter root will only produce a bitter fruit. Mm. And what that means, what does that mean to you, Mrs. Situation? A bitter root will only produce a bitter fruit.
But to me, it means that any type of animosity or negativity or bitterness that you're holding on to is only going to destroy whatever you're trying to develop and move past.
Oh, yes.
So if you hold on to that feeling, it's only going to kill whatever you're trying to grow, basically.
I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, positive attracts positive, and the same applies for negativity. Okay, so that's why all the time we live our life by pretty much positive vibes only. And if there's something negative to say about someone else, to be honest with you, we do not say it. Okay, anyone that is, you know, woke or has a higher consciousness knows not to speak ill of others. Okay, be so busy, okay, sort of progressing yourself that you have no time to criticize others.
Facts.
Am I right?
Your life will change when you live by that.
Exactly.
Okay, so I just wanted to touch on one of my favorite quotes, which a lot of my favorite quotes are taken from the Bible because I am Christian.
Yes.
And I find myself when I'm looking for faith or when I'm looking for positivity and really struggling, I go towards my faith. So I oftentimes go to certain quotes and things from the Bible to really bring things home to me in a quote sensible of a way. So I think this really fits for everything that we're going through as a country right now and in our world.
Oh.
I'm not going to get deep into the spirituality for everybody that's not into that kind of stuff, but the basis of it comes from Hebrews chapter 11. And the moral of the story in this paragraph is just nuts and bolts of it is faith thrives in uncertainty.
Oh,
yes.
God, that's so good. I love
it. So when you're worried, when you don't know what's happening, faith is the confidence in what you hope for and the assurance for what you do not see.
Oh, I love it.
So when you're looking for the end of this corona outbreak and you're looking for the end of anything negative that you're going through, or your family is going through, you need to have your higher power, whatever that may be, and have the faith that'll light the way for you.
Oh my goodness. I want to see what happens, honey, if we don't give up. I love it. Let's
go. I love that.
So in short, guys, when your goals are stronger than your excuses, only then will you win, okay? Until next time, I'm Mike.
And I'm Lauren.
And don't forget to wash your hands.
Yes.